Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
If you are strongly against the Tesla tunnel, this afternoon at 5:30 at the Metro Courthouse, they're having a big rally. They're calling it, "We Can Stop Elon's Big Dumb Hole." And they're going to be protesting and having a rally outside the Metro Courthouse. Of course, the Metro Council, they also said they're against it. But like you, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
We're just mad. We just want somebody to know we're mad. Looks like the Titans are about to sign their new head coach.
Robert Saleh, most recently been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
He was once a coach of the New York Jets as head coach.
And it's Saleh.
That's right.
See, I'm a little disappointed because I actually looked up the Arabic pronunciation.
Yeah.
And it said Saleh.
Oh,
and
really?
I thought that'd be a great, you know, like, you know, a battle cry for the Titans next year. Will the Titans Saleh this year? So now my terrible pun is wasted.
Oh.
Can we please contact him and ask him to change the way he pronounces his own name?
So we could all wear sequins and say,
yeah.
Saleh!
Come on, Titans, let's Saleh this year.
Saleh this girl.
Yes, queen! But
so,
yeah. We're cautiously optimistic about the new guy.
After interviewing 412 candidates for the job, they finally hired Robert Saleh, and according to anonymous insiders within the Titans organization, they say his greatest qualification is he actually wanted the job here in Nashville.
Oh, that's good.
They said, "We were like, quick, sign him before he realizes there's other jobs available."
Because there are a few.
Lock him down!
I love it. Out of the 412 applicants, he was the one who wanted the job. So let's give it to him. I love it.
Yeah. They had to post it as a blind ad. Because if it said, "Would you like to come be a coach in the Titans organization?"
Right.
Nobody would have answered.
No, yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Actor and director Timothy Busfield was charged with child abuse and inappropriate touching in New Mexico. Apparently, things are going to trial, and people are saying that the mom of the twins that are supposedly accusing him were upset because he was directing the show The Cleaning Lady, and those kids were featured in the show, but were not going to be called back for the next season. And the mom was upset, and this is maybe her way of retaliating.
A little revenge.
Yeah, so that's what's coming out in court right now. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah.
So the beach is closed. Shark out front should have told you that. In Australia, there have been 4 shark attacks in the last 48 hours. So they've pretty much shut down all the beaches.
Yeah.
They say, just go to a pool. Who knows what has got the sharks in a tizzy, but they're not having it.
Wow. Huh. That's something. The Titans have a new coach. How do you say his name again?
Robert Saleh.
Saleh, okay. I was upset. I thought it was going to be Saleh.
Just so you could make that terrible pun over and over and over.
The Titans will Saleh this year. But yeah, I guess they are going to be inking something perhaps later on today. So the future looking bright, cautiously optimistic. They're talking about maybe some snow, but please, please don't panic. No reason to panic. Oh, wait, maybe we should panic.
So my wife went to the grocery store yesterday, and she's like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon inside an Aldi on a Monday. She's like, "Why is it so busy in here?"
Yeah.
And then she runs into some friends of ours from church, and they go, "Oh, well, you heard about the snowstorm.
The snowstorm. The huge snowstorm."
And she said, "No, I didn't know. Like, when's that coming?" "Next weekend."
Say Friday into Saturday and then Sunday and perhaps even into Monday, where we could get a dusting of snow or up to 20 feet.
somewhere in there. We're comfortable saying there could be no snow or 20 feet.
Yeah. If you're new to Middle Tennessee, we enjoy panicking. All the stores will be sold out of milk and bread by Friday.
It's like an exciting festival.
It is.
That gets announced like at the last second.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Oh, something amazing has happened. Let's all get ready. You know what I mean? Just like you do for like, you know, a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Or these other things. You're just like, oh my gosh, let's go to the store. This is exciting. We better do. The thing is, 9 times out of 10, nothing will happen.
Or it'll be vastly below what they predicted.
But there's that one time every 5 or 6 years
where we get smacked.
Yeah. And then everything shuts down.
Yeah.
And it's that one time out of every once in a great while that determines how we act every time there's a hint of snow.
Right. Because you want to stock up on milk and bread because you don't want to resort to cannibalism to survive in your own home. You know.
There's a few problems, though, I have with it. Like, okay, especially on this one. Why are you shopping now? You're going to eat all the food that you're stocking up on over the next 5 days.
Mm.
And then you're going to need to shop
again
right before the storm comes.
Right.
You got to time this out better.
There was somebody asked the question on Reddit saying, like, I'm new to Middle Tennessee. How much bread should I buy? Is 10 pounds per person enough? The only time we actually eat bread.
Feeling good.
All right, the 7-year-old girl is most impressive. So she's at home with her dad, where they live in Illinois, and she's going to bed. Dad is tucking her in, says goodnight. Then after leaving her room, dad fell down the stairs.
Ooh.
And hit his head.
Oh, no.
And it was only the two of them at home. And instantly, 7-year-old Mia, she knew exactly what to do.
911,
my dad fell down the stairs.
And there was a problem, because once the EMTs came, they had to be let in.
Yeah.
But they had a guard dog.
Oh.
And so she was able to wrangle the dog, put the dog away in a crate,
yeah,
and then get her keys from her dad, who was laying on the ground.
Oh, no.
And unlock the door so the paramedics could come in.
And she's 7 years old, did all that.
She did it all.
Wow.
And they're saying that's why her father may have been saved.
Wow.
By her quick action.
That's amazing.
And he's quite proud.
I'm not surprised, because Mia's smart and she's a strong person. I turned a little emotional, knowing that she was there for me.
She even got a visit from the mayor of their town.
That is awesome.
Being a local hero.
Yeah. Get away from the doom scrolling. You can check out Mia's story by visiting the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. The national championship for college football was last night as Indiana defeated Miami 27-21. Cam Ward was there, Titans quarterback, because he went to Miami.
Yep.
And he walked up and down after the game was over, hugging all the players on the Hurricanes team and reminding them, now you know how I feel every damn week. If we keep it at a dollar.
Now, Woody, your girlfriend, Melissa.
Yes.
She's from Indiana.
Yeah, she grew up in Muncie.
So she was definitely rooting for the Indiana last night in the national championship.
I have a connection, too. I went to high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we are part-time Hoosiers. So we were rooting for Indiana. And preface it to say that my girlfriend, Melissa, she's not a big football person. Usually, if I'm watching football, she'll be interested for a minute. Then she'll go off in the other room and watch some sort of murder show on the ID channel. That's her sport.
As one does. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. She knows all the stats and everything.
As a lot of ladies do, yeah. But so she sat down to watch the game because it was Indiana, and they've never had a football team before.
Right.
But this time they were great. And she's saying all these things. She was actually swearing like crazy, like a drunken sailor.
Well,
at some of the things that was when the other team would do something she didn't like.
Yeah.
And then she would say things like, oh, he pushed him while he was trying to catch the ball. Are they allowed to do that? And they went, yeah, they're allowed to do that. You know, or Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback. Hey, he hit him in the back when he wasn't looking, when he was trying to pass. They're not allowed to do that, are they? I went, yeah, they're allowed to do that. That's the blind side. There was a whole movie about it.
But it looks like he did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose.
He knocked him to the ground. But I love that. That's not fair.
They're not allowed to do that, are they? It's Gender Wars time. As always, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed or just pruned back for the winter? You can get a hold of them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Karen in Murfreesboro. And due to something happening moments ago where we lost our guy, for the guys, Jim, who is 3 feet away in the other part of the studio.
Hi.
All right, so Karen, you're going to play against Jim.
Great.
Okay, great.
You don't have a choice. All right, I'm glad you like it.
All right, we have a Get Acquainted question. Karen, have you ever sent something back to the kitchen at a restaurant?
Yes, I did, actually. A steak.
A steak.
It was terrible.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Jim, have you ever sent anything back?
I have. Usually, I think the only reason I've sent something back is if I've specifically told the server, please don't put mayo or something on it. Uh-huh. And then it comes back and it's got mayo.
It's
and I'm like,
mayo.
I'm not going to eat this. Could you get another one that doesn't have mayo like I asked for? But I don't say that out loud.
Yeah.
I just say, could you just give me another one without mayo, please?
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go. Karen, in the James Bond movies, James Bond's boss is known only by one letter. Is that letter M, Q, or Z?
Q.
No. No, it's M. M is his boss.
All right. There is a Q, though, isn't there?
There is a Q. He's the guy that makes all the gadgets
for
James Bond.
All right.
All right, Jim. Is Heat a brand of perfume endorsed by Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, or Ariana Grande?
Oh, my God.
Heat.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Oh, total guess.
Good job.
I had no idea.
Okay, Jim has a 1-0 lead. Bounce back with this one, Karen. Booster the Rooster is the mascot of what Middle Tennessee sports team?
Oh, my gosh. Mascot of Tennessee. The Vols. I don't know.
The Vols, no. The Nashville Sounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Jim, who was Rachel McAdams' co-star in The Notebook?
Oh, that was Mark Ruffalo. Wait. No.
No.
Oh.
No.
No, it was
Ryan Gosling.
One of the Ryans.
It was one of the Ryans. Okay, you can still tie it up if you get a correct answer here. All right. Karen, Wahl, W-A-H-L, Wahl is a company that sells what?
Paint. Is it paint?
Paint? No.
Oh,
you're so close. It's shaving equipment. Razors and stuff like that.
Oh, Karen, you came up short. Oh. I was victorious, but my one random guess of Beyonce. I'm getting my own certificate of gratification, but we'll have you back.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim here on Totally Hits 93.3. So Matt Damon said the quiet part out loud.
Okay.
Admitted, yes, it is intentional. Netflix is dumbing down everything they do.
Because they do a lot of original movies and original TV series, and they're dumbing everything down?
Yes, and they're doing it on purpose, and you definitely know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you've watched anything on Netflix lately, like Stranger Things,
uh-huh.
They would come on screen, there would be like 8 characters, and they'd all say, okay, we have to get together, and we have to jump this fence, and then blow up Vecna's lair, or he's going to destroy the world,
yes.
Or the universe, or worse, right? And you're like, okay, you've said that 10 times in this episode already. Get on with it! Right?
Yeah.
Well, here's why they do it. Matt Damon says they're dumbing it down for this reason. Here he is on a podcast recently promoting his latest movie on Netflix with Ben Affleck.
And, you know, it wouldn't be terrible if you reiterated the plot 3 or 4 times in the dialogue because people are on their phones while they're watching. You know
oh,
what I mean?
God. You're right.
Because of what they call the 2-screen experience.
Yeah, they have to get your attention. Like, hey, up here, eyes up here.
Right. In case you were looking at TikTok or Instagram Reels for the last 20 minutes.
That's so true.
Here's what you missed, and here's what's at stake in the movie. They'll encourage characters to say what they were doing. Like you might, like in a movie, you might see a character and you think, oh my God, they're scared. Yeah. You can see it on their face because somebody is sneaking up behind them. Whereas now in Netflix, they'll actually have the character say, I'm scared because I think somebody's sneaking up behind me because you weren't looking.
His snapping fingers like, up here, look, look.
Yeah, pay attention.
Occasionally just turn to the camera and go, everybody got that?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of an amazing record. Vanderbilt Transplant Center here in Nashville.
Yeah.
Had almost 960 organ transplants, nearly 1,000 transplants just last year alone.
Wow, that is amazing.
And that is the single most ever from a single center in the country. So they've set a record. Nearly 1,000 people had a second chance at life.
Wow, so many lives saved. That's amazing. We have an opening date for the Buc-ee's in Murfreesboro. Yes, it's going to be November or December of this year.
All right.
Unless they delay it again. And
so we got a short 10 months to wait.
There are going to be the first Buc-ee's in America that has a tortilla bar. They're going to have one of those machines that makes their own tortillas.
Oh, really?
So that's going on. And they're also accepting applications. So if you're looking for a job, you could be there at Buc-ee's. They can either pay you in money or in beaver nuggets.
That's right. Yeah. I'll take it. So Tennessee, we're getting new stuff all the time, whether it be Buc-ee's or the very first Robo Barista near the UT campus in Knoxville. They have a Robo Barista, which is pretty much like it's almost like an enclosed bar.
Yeah.
And you ask for whatever, if you want a chocolate mate or whatever.
Yeah.
And the robot will complete your beverage and hand it to you perfectly. So,
wow.
We're getting new stuff all the time.
Will they misspell your name so you have the complete barista experience?
You know, it's going to be a while before the robots do everything as well as we do.
Exactly.
We just need it to misspell names and to have a man bun, and it will be the perfect human replacement barista.
What are we doing today? Jim, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm telling you I'm going to go to the gym.
Okay.
I haven't done it in about a week and a half.
All right.
I keep saying I'm going to go, and then I find a reason not to.
Oh.
So
it's your longest running joke.
If I don't have a good excuse, I might go to the gym.
Yeah, it's tough when you can't find a good excuse not to go.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I got to go to the grocery store, and then I think maybe my girlfriend and I may go out to dinner tonight because, you know, we won't be able to leave the house when we have 20 feet of snow on Saturday.
Enjoy your freedom while we have it, before the snow comes.
We can move around before Snowmageddon arrives on Saturday morning. Catch you back here tomorrow, Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.